then her chart came along, and around October of 82, and or a little bit before that, and told me about a project that he had in mind called the Digital Post Office. And ultimately, I was fascinated by that. We had made tremendous use of email within the internet community. And so I was quite fascinated with this idea of building a digital post office. So I agreed to come and work for Bob Harcharak at MCI starting around October of 82. So I actually left the ARPA agency and the internet project in late 82, just as they were about to transition to the new protocols. And I rationalized this as well, they were on their way, and I, you know, wasn't much more I could do. I'd done my part. So I expected that I would simply, you know, leave the internet to others. David Clark, who has served so well in many capacities, but especially as one of the architects of the internet, was named the internet architect in my as I departed. And I think Jonathan Postel got named the deputy architect. So I joined MCI in October of 82 to build what is now called MCI Mail. We didn't know that at the time, but it got named that. And we launched that product in September of 1983. September 27th is the date that comes to mind. And continued to develop it for some years after that. Well, about 4 years into that program, I realized that the company had essentially done everything that it needed to do with MCI Mail. It had a telex interface. You could send and receive telex messages on it. It had a print interface. You could send and receive to postal addresses using the MCI Mail system. You just typed in a postal address electronically, and the system figured that out, routed it to a place where it was printed, stuck in an envelope, and mailed. Or you could even do overnight. And then later, fax was added, although at the time, this was in 1983, there wasn't a whole lot of fax going on. So I was pretty proud of this this work, because it took real signatures. You could digitize them and actually sign a piece of paper that would be, you know, write an email message, and then it would be printed and stuck in an envelope and overnighted or sent by postal service, in addition to being able to send and receive ordinary email and send and receive telexes. That system has persisted to this day.